Simon and Schuster Audio presents The Last Tutor by Philippa Gregory. Read by Bianca Amato.
Book One. Jane. Bradgate House, Grewby, Leicestershire, Spring 1550. I love my father because I know that he will never die. Neither will I. We are chosen by God, and we walk in his ways, and we never swerve from them. We don't have to earn our place in heaven by bribing God with acts or masses. We don't have to eat bread and pretend it is flesh, drink wine and call it blood. We know that is folly for the ignorant and a trap for papist fools. This knowledge is our pride and glory. We understand, as more and more do in these days, we have been saved once and for all. We have no fear, for we will never die. True, my father is worldly, sinfully worldly. I wish he would let me wrestle with his soul, but he laughs and says, "Go away, Jane, and write to our friends the Swiss reformers. I owe them a letter. You can write for me." It is wrong of him to avoid holy discourse.